Good day, and welcome to the International Personal Finance first quarter 2021 trading update call. Today, your host is Gerard Ryan, Chief Executive Officer, and he's also joined by Chief Financial Officer, Justin Lockwood. Today's conference is being recorded. I will now hand over to the call to Gerard. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Leanne. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 2021 Q1 trading update call. As always, I'm joined this morning by Justin Lockwood, our CFO. Hopefully, you've had a chance to read our Q1 trading update, which we published earlier today. In this morning's call, I'll cover our robust trading performance in the quarter, together with positive news for our financial outlook for 2021 as a whole. As usual, we'll have plenty of time for Q&A at the end of the call. Let me start with the overview of our Q1 performance. This year, we are fully focused on rebuilding our business, and I'm happy to say that we're making very good progress in that regard. Rebuilding the business is the third strand of our four-pillar strategy to return to profitability and long-term growth following the challenges thrown at us by COVID in 2020. One year on from the first wave of the pandemic and the stringent lockdowns that resulted from it, I'm very pleased to report that we delivered a robust trading performance in the first quarter of the year with improved credit issued and strong collections. I'm particularly happy with how our teams are coping with the current wave of COVID and how they are adapting their operating rhythm to minimize the impact of the latest lockdowns. To give you a flavor of the operational landscape, people movement restrictions and physical distancing rules are in place in most of our countries, affecting primarily the catering, hotel, and entertainment sectors. Sports facilities and schools are also closed in many countries, and in some instances, we see local, regional, or national curfews. Governments continue to encourage many businesses to allow their employees to work flexibly and remotely. It is important to note that all governments have ensured that the provision of consumer finance is seen as an essential service and therefore should remain accessible to consumers. Protecting our own people and customers remains our top priority, and we will continue to provide PPE training and guidance to all of our colleagues so that they are able to serve their customers safely and with confidence. Now, taking a look at our operational performance. Building on the momentum we generated in the second half of 2020, group collections were stronger than anticipated throughout the quarter. This supported our decision to continue our successful strategy of selectively relaxing credit settings. This was a key contributing factor to our improving sales trend and resulted in the year-on-year contraction of credit issued moderating from 31% in Q4 to 18% in Q1 2021. All our divisions contributed to this performance, with the significant driver being European Home Credit, where sales momentum improved significantly despite the challenging trading backdrop of rising COVID cases and increasing freedom of movement restrictions. It is a testament to the resolve of our European Home Credit colleagues in serving our customers that credit issued this quarter was also in line with the same period in 2020, the first 10 weeks of which were unaffected by the pandemic. The improvement in credit issued was more modest in Mexico and IPF Digital, but it is pleasing to see that these positive trends continue. The stronger collections performance delivered by our teams also translated into a faster than expected improvement in our impairment charge. As a percentage of revenue, the annualized rate improved by 5.2 percentage points since 2020 year-end to 32.2% in Q1. That's 5.2 percentage point improvement over the quarter. Again, all our divisions contributed to this positive performance, and it's particularly pleasing to see that the operational improvements in collections and credit quality that we made in Mexico over the last 18 months have resulted in impairment as a percentage of revenue now falling within our target range for the first time in a number of years. As we outlined in today's trading update, it is this faster than anticipated improvement in impairment that is expected to result in a stronger rebound in profitability in 2021 than we had originally anticipated. I should also say that we'd expect sell-side analysts to take this into account when looking at their numbers for the year as a whole. Bringing all of this together before we go to Q&A. 12 months on since the pandemic began to impact our lives, it is now clearer to me than ever that our business plays an essential role in society. We're providing credit responsibly to those who are underbanked or underserved, and we are well positioned to meet the significant long-term demand for affordable credit from this group of consumers in our markets. We delivered a robust trading performance in the first quarter, and once again, our business model has proven to be truly resilient. The third wave of the pandemic sweeping Europe in recent weeks has certainly suppressed demand, and this was particularly noticeable around Easter, when COVID-19 infection rates increased significantly and the usual family celebrations were curtailed. The good news is that vaccination rates are increasing in our markets, and while there remains a degree of uncertainty, we expect demand to return as COVID restrictions are lifted. We have a strong balance sheet and good headroom on our facilities to fund our rebuild strategy, and we will do this by increasing credit issued carefully and growing the receivables portfolio, while remaining firmly focused on maintaining credit quality and managing costs tightly. So that completes the trading update for the quarter. Now, of course, if you read the statement this morning, you'll also see that Justin Lockwood, our CFO, is moving on to pastures new. And Justin and I have worked together for nearly a decade now, and his contribution to our business has been immense. And he's moved from being a really trusted colleague to a trusted colleague and a very good friend, and we will miss him. Justin will be with us until the end of July, and a search is currently underway for his successor. So with that, I'll hand it back to you, Leanne, and we can open it up for questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And that is star 1 to ask a question. All right, and we have our first question from Stuart Duncan with Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Morning, all. I just wanted to ask about the regulatory backdrop, actually, because it must be the first statement in a while you've not actually sort of touched on any aspect of that. Is there anything to update us on? Thanks.
Morning, Stuart. On the regulatory side, no, really, not a lot that's new. Obviously, we have the moratorium in Hungary, and that's been the single biggest impact on our business from a regulatory perspective over the past 15 months. That is due to expire at the end of June, and at this point, there is no formal discussion about extending it. But clearly, it is possible that that would be extended. You know, our hope would be that as the vaccine programs roll out and gather pace, more and more governments are going to think that a quick return to normal trading across all industry sectors would be in the interest of the countries in which they operate. So no new news at this stage.
You'll be aware when we updated at the year end about the extension of the temporary cap in Poland, and that's due to run off at the end of June. And again, there are no formal discussions around a further extension of that cap. So our working assumption is that we'll be back to normalised levels from the 1st of July.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we take our next question from Till Heimlich with Pictet. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. I was actually going to ask about the situation in Poland as well, and I just wanted to confirm that when you say your working assumption is that you can charge normal rates again from July onwards, that you are already growing the loan book again there in anticipation of that, or was there any way a little bit of a quieter period, as you mentioned, during lockdown and so on, so it didn't really show yet in the numbers that you are starting lending again there, and we should see that pick up really only from Q2 onwards. Thank you.
In Poland, in common with our other home credit markets, we've been progressively increasing the amount of credit that we issued. as we became increasingly comfortable with our collections performance during 2020. The way the rate cap is applied in Poland is essentially that as each week passes by, the pricing opportunity improves. So the economics of lending improves progressively and essentially is almost back to normal towards the back end of June. So we're comfortable that that we're making an acceptable return on lending in Poland, albeit at slightly lower levels than we delivered in the past, and we intend to be continuing to increase the amount of credit that we're issuing in that market throughout the second quarter, and indeed the comparatives will start to become a lot softer for the second quarter because of the extent of the restrictions that we put in place last year. And you may recall that the credit issued in April and May of 2020 was running at around about 30% of historic levels, and it picked up a little bit from that in June. So it sort of should give you an indication about what we expect from a portfolio growth perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one to ask a question. And as it seems we have no further questions today, I would like to turn the call back over to you for any additional or closing remarks, Mr. Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us this morning. Obviously, it's a brief update because it's just the initial quarter of the year, but really happy with the performance of our team. Trends are good. Clearly, there's still the COVID dynamic out there, and I suppose for those of us sitting in the UK, we shouldn't just translate what we see in the UK onto other countries. The circumstances are very different. But those circumstances are improving as the vaccination programs get underway. And as we said in the call, you know, our expectation would be as those programs ramp up and restrictions are removed, demand for credit will come back from its suppressed level to a more normalized level, and we feel we're particularly well positioned to serve that into the future. So thank you very much for joining the call, and as always, we're always available for direct calls should you want to do that. Leanne, thank you very much for conducting the call for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.